Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Aubrey is with us for War of the Roses today. And Aubrey, you think your boyfriend, Ethan, of a year is cheating on you. Why?
Hi, yeah. So, he's been awful chummy with this coworker of his. And actually, the other day, he was on Amazon buying candles and scented lotions. And he asked me if that would be a good gift for a coworker. And I was like, no, absolutely not. That's more of something you would get for your girlfriend, like me. And he got all upset and huffy about it and was like, well, I shouldn't have asked you. And I was like, well, that's really freaking weird. You know what I mean?
Wait, yeah. So after you said it wasn't a good gift, he goes, well, I shouldn't have asked you. Huh?
Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't give him the answer he wanted. So all of a sudden I was this villain for being like, no, that's really creepy. If a coworker gave me that stuff, I would know exactly what he meant and what he wanted.
Yeah. So do you know what coworker it was that he was buying for?
Her name is Vanessa.
Is there a history with those two at all before you?
I mean, I don't know of their history or anything, but I just know all he talks about is Vanessa at work, and that's like his work wife. And like they have all these like inside jokes and they talk after work, and I don't know. They're just a little too close for comfort.
That would be like him saying to Aubrey, like, hey, do you like lingerie? And she's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, good, because I think I'm going to buy some for Vanessa.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, he's not going to give you a straight answer, obviously. So we'll get one for you if you're ready to do this War of the Roses.
I am ready.
All right. All right. Ethan.
Roy couldn't make it up here today. So, Loren, you have to do the dialing. You think you can handle this?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Go ahead. Dial up that number.
Hello?
Ethan, please.
Yeah. What's up?
Ethan, my name is Kelsey. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have great news for you today. I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to somebody without charge.
Really?
Yes, you were the winner of our monthly Insta tag contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we picked your name and number, contacted them, and got your info.
Oh, that's perfect. That's so cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Great. Awesome.
All right, so do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these romantic roses to?
Yes. Vanessa is her name. This is super perfect because, like, her birthday is coming up, and I'm, like, I've already got, like, candles, and so this is so perfect.
This is
great. Thank you.
You sound like a sweet boyfriend. Have you guys been dating long?
Ethan, are you serious?
Huh?
Hello, Ethan. I said, are you serious? This just confirmed every suspicion I've had about you and Vanessa.
Ethan, that's Aubrey. She's been on the phone the whole time. You're on War of the Roses with the Manny, Rory, and Loren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
Oh, no.
Yes?
No hablo inglés. Me amo Javier.
What?
Ethan?
Ethan.
No.
Ethan. No. Nice try, buddy. Oh,
no,
my God.
No,
Ethan,
no
stop.
Entiendo. No, I don't know.
Is he being serious?
Ethan, just be honest with Aubrey and tell her that you're cheating on her or you wanted to be cheating on her with your coworker. I mean, you send it to Vanessa.
Hello?
Aubrey, what the hell was that?
I have absolutely no idea.
Was that Ethan?
Yeah, it was Ethan.
I mean, yeah, that was Ethan. And Ethan is an embarrassment. That's so offensive. I am so sorry. Like, I have my answers and absolutely no question about moving on and being better without him.
What was that defense of his, though?
Right.
No hablo inglés.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. He's just been like a completely different person. I don't know. I'm not even going to defend him. I don't have any excuses. Like, I have no idea.
Aubrey, you're familiar with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. You've heard War of the Roses. You know that most of the time the guys will say, oh no, I'm sorry, let me call you. We've never had a guy claim he doesn't know how to speak English all of a sudden and then just hang up.
No, not after I've had a 2-minute conversation with him.
In English.
Right.
Sorry, but your ex-boyfriend, Ethan, is the worst, dumbest loser we've ever had on War of the Roses.
I guess that's a consolation prize. The worst ex-boyfriend.
Well, don't worry. It sounds like Vanessa gets him now.
Yeah. At least it was just, I mean, it was a year. You didn't get too far in.
Yeah.
Well, I hate you had to find out this way. No, don't apologize to us. We have to do it for you. But anyway, yeah, at least you know.
Thank you, guys. I don't know what else to say.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com. Still to come.
Wow. Roy, have you ever heard anything so ridiculous?
Never heard something as stupid as that.
Ray said, did he really just try to pretend he doesn't know English after having a full English conversation? You guys, that is 100% what happened yesterday at about 11:30.
I can't believe it. But what I can believe is giving away free cash.
Yeah!
$1,000. Kiss Cash Co. We're hooking you up. Give us 3 minutes.
Hey!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
704-570-9595. Jump on the phone and let us know your reaction to what was probably... Roy, you say you weren't here yesterday when we recorded this one, so you tell me what your thoughts are when you heard that War of the Roses.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard anyone do.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was completely shockingly out of left field.
Can we say asinine?
Sure, I don't know how to spell it.
That's basically what it was.
You have to be a different level of stupid to think that can get you out of an issue.
Aubrey thinks Ethan's cheating on her with a coworker because he wanted to buy her candles and scents for her birthday. Idiot number one.
Yeah.
Who buys candles?
For somebody that's not your girlfriend.
Don't get it.
Yeah, not picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would do that for a birthday? That's the worst gift. Everybody knows. Okay. All right. So listen. So for those of you that are just getting in the car, Loren does her whole spew. Who do you want to send it to? He sends it to... Vanessa. The coworker.
We had a whole conversation in English.
Listen to this.
Are you serious?
Huh?
Hello, Ethan. I said, are you serious? This just confirmed every suspicion I've had about you and Vanessa.
Ethan, that's Aubrey. She's been on the phone the whole time. You're on War of the Roses with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
Oh, no. So
yes?
No hablo inglés. Me amo Javier.
What?
Javier.
Ethan.
No.
Ethan. No. Nice try, buddy. Oh,
no,
my God.
No,
Ethan,
no
stop.
Entiendo. No English.
Is he being serious?
Ethan.
And there he hangs up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at that moment, I wish I spoke Spanish and I could have just like, rifled off a whole conversation with him in Spanish to see if he,
Joanna,
what he did then.
Joanna fired a tweet and said, when you're caught, so your go-to is to speak English? Skull.
Mm-hmm. Big Bad John tweeted at the MRL show, Ethan goes all Despacito, about wrecked my car laughing.
It's true, though, you guys.
People want to know if he does that in every situation. I think that was probably a new thing because she was embarrassed.
This is... Colby, our good friend Colby in York. Long time since we heard from you.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, welcome back to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Well, I listen to you every day. I just don't always have time
Something
to call.
To say? Yeah, I got you. What would you like to say about War of the
Sometimes
Roses?
We feel the same way, but we still have to come into work.
What I want to say about this whole whatever he caught himself doing, we do some pretty stupid stuff below the Mason-Dixon. That was by far the dumbest thing I've ever seen or heard of in the South.
Yeah.
Told you. When we hung up, I told Lorraine, I go, this is gold. I cannot wait for Roy and everyone else to hear this.
Yeah, no, seriously. If I would have been Kelsey or whoever Lorraine was, I took 5 years of Spanish in high school. Okay, you want to play stupid? Let's play stupid.
I wish I knew Spanish. Colby.
Oh, my gosh. Let's welcome Tina from Wilkes County. You're on the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. What would you like to say about War of the Roses?
I would just like to say, if I was her, I would have cussed him out in Spanish, and it wouldn't have been no problem.
She laughed.
So far, he's the dumbest dude in the world.
Yeah.
I even had a girlfriend.
Aubrey laughed. You know, and it's very rare. It's very rare, Tina, on a War of the Roses, thank you, where you get... somebody who laughs when they find out their significant other's cheating.
Right.
But even she was taken back by his stupidity. So, Roy, accidentally, you take off out of here today and you run through a red light.
Okay.
Police officer pulls you over and you say, hey, officer, here's my driver's license, my registration. And then he goes, I'm going to write you a ticket. And you're like, whoa, no hablo ingles. Yo no rojo.
Yeah, that's awful. That's stupid. It's disrespectful. It's
and it makes us look dumb. Like, oh, like we're going to be like, oh, well, that was the wrong guy.
Yeah, like we're going to fall for it. Oh. Lauren reached out to us on Twitter. She said hearing it for the second time just confirms that he's an idiot and she can do so much better.
This is Louis.
Luis.
Luis, sorry. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good, Luis. Go ahead. Drop your comment. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that it's really funny, though, because actually, maybe for a non-speaking Spanish guy,
uh-huh,
new, but some Hispanic people, they grow up in the United States. They do that when, get pulled over by cops. And they speak really good English, and then like, lo siento, no hablo inglés. That is funny.
Luis.
That's pretty funny, though. But, I mean, I guess, you got cut. It doesn't matter which language you speak, I guess.
Luis, was that not an embarrassment to every Spanish-speaking person in the world?
Not to me, though. I mean, okay. I just found it funny.
Yeah.
I just love that Luis is admitting that people that speak Spanish sometimes use the card.
So Luis is 100% right. I told you guys this 1,000 times. For 2 summers in college, I landscaped from May through September. I landscaped every day my way through college. And I worked with a lot of Hispanic people. And we all spoke Spanish. They were huge baseball fans. They loved soccer, football, or whatever. And in the truck, and when we were messing around at lunch, they would speak perfect English, right? And then the minute a customer has a complaint, guess who was the only one that had to deal with the complaint? Because all of a sudden, my crew of 4 amigos didn't know hablo inglés. And they'd be like, oh, no, I don't understand. Esteve, come on over and talk. And then she's like, why did you run over my flowers? And I'm like, I don't know, but he knows how to speak perfect English. I swear they did it.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren
Show. That's funny.
Oh, dude, the comments are so hot and heavy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You can send them to us. Tweet to us at the MRL Show, Instagram at the MRL Show. Facebook, look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live, and you can watch us and put your comments there.
Justin said, anyone else catch that Colby from South Carolina who just called in said she took 5 years of Spanish in high school?
She was on that 5-year plan.
She loved high school. She stayed in there, Justin.
She probably took some in middle school or something.
I'm sure she meant 4 years, or she took 1 year in college or something. Yeah. But that is funny, Justin.
I love
Justin.
You guys. You're the best.
All right, so we are getting excited because Super Bowl halftime is now on the horizon, and they're getting close to signing somebody to perform. I'll tell you who coming up in 10 minutes.